Well, it's a great weekend. MotoGP comes to Australia. Phillip Island, it was a purpose-built two-wheel track in its day. The four-wheelers get down there and love Phillip Island as well, but it flows, it's fast, and a man who knows it very well, Kevin McGee, joins us. G'day, Kev.
G'day, Swat. TK, how you going?
Good, mate. Another great weekend. Unfortunately, Mark Marquez has it in the bag, but still, there's a lot to ride for.
Absolutely. You know, there's always the bragging rights. One thing, and the riders just love the Phillip Island circuit because, as you both said, it's so fast flowing. Top speed is, the record is 348 k's an hour, quite thrilling.
No doubt about that, Kevin. I think when we often witness, you know, that these guys just amaze me with their courage, but it's often in qualifying that they tend to hit the dirt more often than even during the races.
Yeah, that's when they're going for their grid positions and they've got everything on the line, you know, and it's sort of like a one-hit wonder. You've got to pull off that one pearler of a lap, and that's when you put everything on the line. And as you say, that's when you've got at most risk of hitting the deck.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. So there's a lot on the line for second place, obviously, mate. There's Rossi and the like who are still going to be very competitive. And we've got two Australians. We've got Mike Jones alongside Jack Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike done a great job last weekend up at Motegi, replacing the injured Ian Oni on the Ducati. First time he'd ever seen the track at Motegi in Japan. Never been on a MotoGP bike, which has got carbon fibre brakes, which is totally different to your normal steel brakes.
Okay.
The Michelin tyres and the amount of electronics on these bikes is incredible. So he knew absolutely nothing and did an absolutely brilliant job.
Yeah. And Phillip Island, mate, for these guys, it can dish up the four seasons in the one day. What are we sort of predicting?
Right in the middle of it. It's on the way. If you've seen any of the weather reports this morning on, you know, the telly news, the warnings are out and the wind's up and we've had a few spots of rain here already. The Australian Superbike and Supersport boys, they're out on track now. So it looks like it's going to turn sour for Friday and then be better on Saturday.
Okay,
so
good.
Again, but, Phillip Island's a brilliant racetrack still. Sometimes you've got to put up with the weather.
Yeah.
Kev, do you think Jack Miller's got what it takes to get where Mark Marquez is?
Yeah, I think so. It's a process of climbing through the ranks. Jack's still on a satellite bike, which is, it's like a B-grade bike compared to the factory bike. So, it's, you know, they're slightly lower spec. They haven't got quite as much. But after that win at Assen in the wet, for Jack, his first win, and, you know, surprised everybody. But the wet's a great leveller. We're not supposed to see it here Sunday, but you never know. It can change quite quickly around here.
And, Kevin, wonder if you could give us a little bit of an update. Remy Gardner. I think he's in MotoGP. Is he currently Wayne Gardner's boy or Moto2? How's he going and how's he tracking and can he be a next star?
Yeah, he's going good. He arrived yesterday, so he's all up and going in the Moto2 class.
Moto2.
And that's the intermediate class. The Moto3s are the little single cylinder guys. So Remy's in the intermediate class and lined up for a good ride next year with the Tech3. So that'll be a better bike than team. And,
okay.
And lots of good things that help get good results because it's a team effort overall. It's not only Holly and Solly about the rider himself.
Well, we're excited about it, Kevin. We thank you, mate. It'll all be on Fox Sports from 10 a.m. today. We look forward to the coverage over the weekend. It'll be exciting.
It will be. It's a great place.
Good on you, Kevin. We thank you for your time. Kevin McGee there, coming out of Phillip Island. Mark Marquez to win $1.80, $3.50. Valentino Rossi, Jorge Lorenzo, $5. And then you start to get some bigger odds there. Jack Miller coming in at 41. So there'll be a load making the pilgrimage to Phillip Island over the weekend, TK. And there's a lot of MotoGP lovers in this country.